This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Alice, A-L-I-C-E, last name is Ross, R-O-S-S. Date of birth is April 26, 1949. Date of evaluation is 3/31/2023. HPI, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History present and last, this is a 73 years old female who is familiar to me. I had last seen her on 3/17/2023. Your patient chart reports end stage heart failure, hypertension, hemiplegia, and hemiparesis following cerebrovascular disease affecting right dominant side, congestive heart failure, ASHD, diabetes, and other symbolic dysfunctions. Patient was calm, but appeared somewhat more confused since last visit. Here, staff reports that patient talks about seeing babies on her arm. During my evaluation, she was looking for a cat, but it turned out that she has a toy pillow which looks like a cat in her bed. Patient did not know the name of this facility. She thought it's June 2024, and she thought Engler is the president. She had trouble spelling the word house, backward to forward. She could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. She had no thoughts of harm to self or others. Patient minimized any paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Peer staff reports no behavioral problems. Next paragraph, internal medical social family history, dear last visit, 3/17/2023. Next paragraph, a review of medical family and social history indicate no changes since last visit, except as listed below. Medical history unremarkable, social history unremarkable, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, collateral informants review, check chart review, check nursing, ADT. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page and number one, Cymbalta 20 milligram once a day. And check under medication, check SNRIs, nausea, sedation, dry mouth. Check that box. Next paragraph, check the box based on the findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the primary risk as noted above. And I've given consideration to residents available past medical history, current medical condition, other prescribed medication, reaching this conclusion. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional non-grooming, fair motor movements, weakness, stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, effect constricted, mood mildly dysphoric, speech soft, thought process, periods of confusion, suicidal homicidal ideation, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms, episodic hallucinations, fund of knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to person, place, time impaired, attention, concentration impaired, fund of knowledge, attention, concentration impaired, memory, recent impaired, sleep problems, none, appetite, fear, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate, F32.1, hands continue, symbol as prescribed. Next paragraph, number 2. Vascular dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F01.50. Disposition, notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, follow up with the PCP for medical management to rule out any underlying medical causes of increased confusion. Next paragraph, patient exhibits ongoing confusion, short-term memory impairment, limited insight at this time period. It appears that she lacks capacity to make informed decisions at this time period. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99309. Next paragraph, this is the end of dictation.